USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The reward for information in the hunt for the suspect in Friday's shooting of a family outside Houston is now at least $80,000. Late Friday, a man in Cleveland, Texas, asked his neighbor to stop firing a gun in front of the house. Instead, that neighbor killed five people, including an 8-year-old boy. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, is the object of a huge manhunt involving hundreds of law enforcement officers. Israel is celebrating 75 years of existence, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is in Jerusalem to be part of the big day.
Your nation has faced many external threats, but Israel survives and thrives because of its values, courage, resilience, and determination.
Speaking to Israel's parliament, McCarthy noted that the USA was the first country to recognize Israel 11 minutes after it declared its independence. Another day of riots in Paris and other cities in France to protest a major move in that country's famous work-life balance.
A million people across this country, in Paris and in other cities nationwide, are taking to the streets today because of the retirement age. The retirement age 2 weeks ago changed. It used to be 62. President Macron forced it through in a controversial move that was approved by France's equivalent of the Supreme Court to 64.
NBC correspondent Richard Engel in Paris. The retirement age here in the USA, 67. We'll know around midnight if Hollywood writers go on strike. The Writers Guild of America represents those who write movie, TV, and streaming show scripts. The union's looking to rewrite some of the contract addressing streaming. First Republic Bank is no more. It's being folded into J.P. Morgan Chase in a deal brokered by the FDIC and announced early today. The failure will cost the FDIC, which is paid for by banks, not the government, about $13 billion. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Brace yourself for long lines and maybe high ticket prices this summer. Experts say we are getting back on planes with bookings for international travel already up by 200% over last year. And that's with ticket prices as much as 30% higher than last year. But AAA reminds you a lot of people who booked close to their departure date last year paid less. If you travel this summer or anytime via an electric vehicle, brace yourself for some new surcharges or taxes. Many states are trying to make up for the gas tax that EV drivers don't pay since they don't buy gas. In Texas, here's the plan.
An upfront fee of $400 for the first 2 years, followed by the $200 every year after that.
And that is too much, according to Luke Metzger with the group Environment Texas.
Consumer Reports did a more recent analysis, and they figured it was actually only about $71.
That would be the average amount of gas tax that an EV driver doesn't pay in a year. A bill that's passed both bodies of the state legislature, raising the EV surcharge to $400, is on Governor Greg Abbott's desk. Like so many cities, Los Angeles is dealing with a massive homeless problem, and it's spreading to the region's transit system. A new survey shows about 800 homeless people find a way to camp out in L.A. Metro buses and trains every night. The transit system's considering declaring a homeless emergency, like the one already in place in Los Angeles City and County. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.